Welcome to the MegaCast.
And welcome everybody to the MegaCast. We are at episode number 93. Woohoo.
Seven off, man. Seven to go.
That's it. I am Perko, and with us, no, I'm not. Perko's still not here. I don't know what's happened to him. If anyone sees him out there, can you please let him know we do a podcast every Tuesday nights, and he's welcome to join us whenever he wants to.
If that you see Perko, send our love.
Yeah, he's somewhere out there.
We miss him.
I think he's fallen down a well of Warframe or Path of Exile or, I don't know,
work, one of those stupid games. I believe it might be work, actually.
Yeah, I'd say it's work. Poor fella. Anyway, yeah.
I see what you did there, and I'm not rising to the bait.
That is young Josh Perkins. Old Josh Perkins now. Congratulations on doing your birthday a week ago.
Yeah, thanks.
We talked about it last podcast, but that's okay. I just wanted to remind you how old you were. So
Yeah, that's fine because you're still older than me, buddy.
Yeah. Now, at this point, do we say that is also Josh Butters filling in, because he's been here probably more episodes than you yourself, Perko. So, he's definitely done more podcasts for the site than me, because we've done about 150 together, I think. So,
look, I reckon I certainly feel like we should just start referring to him as the intern.
Yeah, that works for me.
We've got the intern back with us tonight. He's again let us down. There is no coffee to be seen.
The last person we included in this podcast and then vanished, we never saw her again. So rest in peace, Joey. There is a hole somewhere out there where
wasn't there a Hutto involved as well at some point?
Yeah, something
Hutto
like who? That.
I don't know what Hutto. Never heard of him. But anyway, let's move on. I am extremely tired, so I'm going to throw to Josh first. What have you been up to? Because it's a very short list.
It is a pretty short list. Just more Warframe. Basically, just Warframe.
So, Butters, what have you been up to this week?
I finished the Elves of Darkness I was talking about last week, the Vietnam DLC for Far Cry 5. Oh, yes. It was fun. As I said before, the stealth's a bit shitty, but it is a Far Cry game. What can you get?
How many helicopters did crash?
None. Just the first one.
Just the first one. Yeah. Okay, cool.
But that was just a cartoon little intro thing, so I'm not even sure if that counts.
It was just there. They're not even making it part of the game anymore. Just, here's a helicopter crash. Let's start the game.
Yeah, it was like a little comic strip thing. I'm like, oh, okay. This is how we're doing this. And I started the Lost on Mars DLC. It seems okay. Again, it could be better. They've reintroduced the Ubisoft Towers, but there's a different mechanic, being that you're on Mars, there's less gravity and you got a rocket booster. So, you know,
okay,
it's not as bad.
There's still towers, though.
Yeah, there's still towers, and you still got to go there to unlock the region sort of thing. It's good times. Yep. Played some Warframe, killed off Vor, and that's about as far as I got.
And we're going to play later. Yeah.
We will, eventually. And I pre-ordered myself a Spider-Man PS4 Pro.
Ooh, that happened, didn't it?
Yes.
Now, you've been predicting this for months, haven't you, Butters?
No.
Oh.
No, I
haven't. Oh, no, that was me. Sorry.
Someone was. I can't remember. I don't think it was anybody important. It was
really important at all. That much. How beautiful is that machine, Butters?
I was expecting it when I heard that it was coming, like minutes before they actually put the thing up. I'm like, oh, this is going to look gaudy as fuck. But it actually looked pretty cool. All red with the white spider on it.
Yeah, very, very minimalist. A glossy tone to it on top, I think.
From what I can tell, it's glossy rather than matte. So.
And the red they're using is Amazing Red to fit into the Amazing Spider-Man sort of...
Is it actually called Amazing Red?
It's actually called Amazing Red. That is a fact. Not making this shit up. It looks really cool. Still not sold out in a lot of places, which is a bit strange, but it is a PS4 Pro. Coming day and date with the game on the 7th of September. Yeah, it looks amazing. So,
it does.
If you ever wanted to upgrade, this is probably the time, because that machine will be sick for the future. I must admit, it looks brilliant. So, I hunted around. I used everyone in Discord to find me where to get it, and finally got it about half an hour after it went live for pre-order on EB. So pretty happy with that. That's the thing. Josh, do you actually want to talk about Warframe, what you've been doing, or we?
I think it's just more of what I've discussed. And I guess I do want to go into it. So our good friend Demuji, hello.
Oh, Muji, yeah, I've heard of him.
We love you very much. He tried to jump on and play with me the other night and ran into some issues.
Now, some pretty Demuji, big ones, what have actually. I told you about playing with men?
So, long story short, is he loaded in, yeah. And the game kind of bugged out for him and didn't even give him the starting tutorial level.
Oh, excellent.
So, he just loaded in with a warframe and some weapons and then was stuck on the ship for a long, just on your orbiter for a long while. And then when he finally got into a game, started running around, tried to change a couple of his key configs, some his key layouts, and then lost the ability to move at all. And then tried
working
to reset
as
it.
Intended?
Is that yeah. And then tried to reset it to default and still had no ability to move. So turned the game off and came back to it 2 days later and still had no ability to move. So he quit. He was done with Warframe. And I can understand that. It's That's not fair. The experience that I have had. I am sorry that he's had that experience. But I do find it just a little bit funny.
Yeah, well, that every person who I've talked to that's tried to play it has had some kind of issue with it.
I haven't yet.
To the fact that I was providing tech support for it the other day to help people get the game to actually launch because of the whole not wanting to... having the terrible files after downloaded. My brain is not working tonight.
The corrupted
really
update.
Apologize. That's yeah. the one, and you had to actually use the VPN to say you're in. I used Canada. I'm assuming it might work anywhere else but Australia, but yeah, Canada was the easy option. So,
okay. Just out of curiosity, did you the issues that you had and the issues the other people had were they playing through Steam or?
Yeah, I could only install it through Steam because I couldn't. What other ways are there to get it?
Straight from the website, I'd assume.
Yeah, see, I couldn't log into the website. That was my other problem. They wouldn't send me a verification email to... Because that's where I originally went to download it from. I couldn't do that either. So Steam seems to be a fairly significant issue with the problem.
Because I do play mine through Steam and haven't had an issue either. Oh, yeah. I think, and as much as I do spruik it, and it is a really fun game, and they probably do make a shit ton of money with the transactions that they've got in-game... I think it is a little bit important to note, maybe, that it is a free-to-play game.
Nah, mate.
You know?
Nah, mate.
I don't know.
Doesn't matter, mate.
Doesn't matter, mate. Doesn't matter.
Well, I did have a corrupted update on mine, but I'm like, oh, okay. I was expecting that. Cool. Sorted. Yeah. No issues whatsoever.
Oh, was it? There you go. That's how bad my brain was working. I think I provided tech support for Butters here.
No, I just asked you what VPN you used.
Yeah, maybe that was it.
I'm like, oh, yeah, cool, because that's who I was going to go with.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I'm pretty sure someone on stream was asking me. Nitro or something. No, it wasn't Nitro. He's already played it. Someone on stream was asking anyway.
But I'm just playing more of that and waiting for some games to hit us at the end of this month, like Sleep Tight.
So close now. So close. I was thinking about that the other night because we got the Nerf gun craze in our house at the moment. So it's going to be sick setting up forts with Nerf guns on it. So good.
Nice. So what have you been up to, Wilco? I'm assuming not a lot. I mean, assuming with the amount you're working, you're kind of just coming home and sleeping.
I wish I was coming home and sleeping. I'm coming home and doing paperwork for 4 or 5 hours a night and then sleeping. Playing with the kids and then sleeping. I'm still doing 4 a.m. starts. It's pretty much killing me at the moment. But I am my own boss now. I think last week I was too. Yes, I was. So I've had my first full week as boss, and it's pretty cool.
Wilco, I just want to say your boss is a real prick to make
I agree too.
You know, real
honest,
prick.
It's hilarious. I got my new van on the weekend. It's my one that Joshy got me is now passed on to someone else. He's using it. I've got a big boy van. I've got a big Sprinter. Like, it holds almost twice as much. And I go out with 34 parcels and tuck it in the corner, and that's it. So it's really, really good fun. So, but anyway, enough about my real life. I've been fighting with it. My Xbox One that I've talked about, I got last week, and finally set it up on Saturday. To my surprise, Microsoft had added some kind of a verification process on said accounts.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
when did that come in?
I had I don't know, but I had
to verify. It's been some time since I turned on my Xbox, so.
Yeah, so I had to verify my actual Microsoft account with them. The problem with that is my Fridge account, which is my main Xbox account, which has all my digital games on it, is linked to an email address I haven't used for 3 years. Now, it's never been a problem before because I just log in. It's fine. I know the password. I don't need to reset the password. It's all good until they said, oh, we've got to verify that this is your email address, which it's not anymore. So I couldn't do that. I then put in my mobile number to say, hey, this is my mobile number. Can I verify it that way? And they said, yep, no problems, but your account is now locked for 30 days till we verify that said mobile number.
Oh, rough.
And the only way to cancel that was to actually then get an email sent to that email account that I don't have anymore to say I want to cancel that process.
You should still have that email unless it was in a service that's been shut down.
It's a ISP provided one from years ago, and I no longer was with that ISP at 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I had a brilliant conversation with, I assume it was an AI on the other end, those little the chatbots that you do when you do the help on the website things, and once it got to the point where they said, you can't use your Xbox for a month, they came back with an interesting statement after I seemed pretty upset about it. Let's see if I can read this word for word, so I don't want to...
I think you put it into the Discord, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Actually, I just realised it's not on my phone. It's in the Discord. It's really bad. So, the guts of it is basically, that's not a good thing, I guess. But the upside is your security for your account will be a lot better in 30 days' time when you've linked your thing to it. So that's the upside. And I'm like,
crikey.
Thank you. So I said, I just have to sell the machine or get a refund. And they said, what do you mean you need to sell your machine? I said, well, I can't use it. So long the short of it, they put me onto the person in charge, and they basically said the same thing. So this is the exact quote, okay? Oh, that must be the sad part. But good thing about updating your security info is that if you have an issue arise with your account, you'll be able to recover it easily next time. That's after telling me I couldn't use my Xbox One that I just purchased for a month. Needless to say, I wasn't happy.
GG Microsoft.
Yeah. The upside was I went to TPG because that's who I was with. I'm now with them again. I realised, I'm like, I'm with them again. I'll give a ring. See what happens. Within 15 minutes, they'd set up an alias for my old email account with no proof that it was actually mine, except for it was very similar to my current one. And I think I gave them my mobile number over the phone. They set up an alias for my old account to go to my new server-issued email address, which I never use.
Yep.
But I will for this, and it was all done, free of charge. I pressed the button that says recover, I'll verify email. I got the email of the new account. Xbox One worked fine.
I did see you log in the other day. I'm like, I must have got it fixed.
Yeah.
I just like the fact that TPG's like, yeah, nah, I think your name's the same and your phone number seems all right, so we'll just forward you your emails.
Well, it wasn't really going to hurt them. But the funny part was I said, look, I need to recover an email address. He goes, okay, we'll just see if there's it's past the grace period, all that kind of stuff. I said, yeah, it's pretty old. And then you hear this, this would probably have to be the oldest email account that I've ever tried to reinstate. He goes, it's 3 years old. I said, yeah. I said, the only reason I want it because Microsoft's screwing me around and you got to save my life if you do it. And he's going, no problems, we'll sort it out. There's a $27 a year way or there's a free way. And I went, give me the free option, please. So
what's the fucking happened. $27 a year way?
To set that up as a second email account given by the ISP. So I'm basically paying for a second email account from them.
Far out.
How about I'll take the alias, that's fine.
Yeah, that's it. So that was my Saturday. I'm happy to say, though, once I got it sorted, like I've been bagging about Xbox for a long time. I still bag about their service, but the services that they offer are actually pretty cool. So we got the free month of Xbox Pass. So I'm downloading a whole heap of free games at the moment to give them a crack.
Nice.
I then played some Forza Horizon 3 this afternoon to my kids' delight. They absolutely loved it. I'm installing the Hot Wheels pack, so I'm going to actually get right back into that at the moment. But the main thing is, now I've got my serious boy Fortnite on my PC, I've got my on-the-go Fortnite, and now I've got my relaxed, sitting-on-the-lounge Fortnite on my Xbox One, and they're all linked together, so it's all
Fortnite. Sorry, who are you?
I think this is Demuji.
Yeah, because there's no way in hell that the man that we all know as Wilco would be caught playing Fortnite on three different platforms.
It's good because I've got the Battle Pass now, so it's just like I'll sit down. Like, I literally come home, I'll do my paperwork, finishes that about 1:30, and I'm like, well, I'm going to have lunch now. I'm going to sit on the lounge, and I'm just going to play two or three drops of Fortnite, get some challenges done, and then I'm going to go get ready for when the kids come home. And it's forcing to have a break, and it's forcing, and I'm getting to play games on my break. So
I thought you sounded like you'd got the flu, but I think it's a lot worse. I think you're really, really sick.
Yeah, I could think of so many better things to do than play any rounds of Fortnite.
Yeah, but
trying to pass a spiked bulb through my penis would be
You've done that before. I've heard you actually liked it, but you know, it's easy for me to pick up and put down. That's the key to it. Like, if I pick up anything else, I'm going to get sucked in, addicted. And this is just, I do a couple of, like, I just basically, all I did tonight was one of the challenges was open loot box in a certain area. So I just dropped at that area, opened up all the different special chests, got my challenges done, randomly finished fourth in one and seventh in the other accidentally because I didn't die when I got said chests. And yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's just addictive little fun that I can put down whenever I need to, so...
Yeah, cocaine's addictive as well, but I'm not saying you should be trying that either.
Yeah, but you can't put that shit down. That's yeah, you can. No, it's with you for life, mate, that shit. Other than that, like I said, Forza Horizon 3 I'm getting back into so much, and I didn't forget, but I played it and I'm like, Playground games just make amazing worlds, and I just love being in their worlds. And I'm like, I just want
to. They are. And I'm really, I am keen for the next one, man.
This has made me keen for four.
Next
now.
Month after?
Yeah, nah, it's September. October.
It's in October.
Yeah, we've gone through this.
Yeah, yeah, it's September if you buy the Ultimate Edition.
Yeah. But yeah, still playing World of Warships and The Division and Marvel Puzzle Quest every night puts me to sleep. So yeah, that's what I've been up to at the moment. Let's do some news.
This is the fucking news.
So, Joshy, since you're more awake than I am and you know more about all these news articles, why don't you take the lead on this?
Apparently I know more about the articles, but I think we will soon find that what I say and what I know are two totally different things. I'm going to bullshit my way through a lot of this, but
if there's any corrections, just let us know, people.
Yeah, just send them through to us. So it's been a pretty interesting week, and obviously we had San Diego Comic-Con was over in, obviously, San Diego. Through the weekend for us. So,
and that's where Spidey became a reality as a PS4 Pro bundle. How good is that?
Anyway. So look, we'll get to some news from there and some other stuff that has kind of spawned out of that. But we'll start with, so there's this little company that I'm not sure if you guys are aware of. It's called Niantic. You've heard of them?
They make broken mobile games, don't they?
Yeah, they do. So look, they've just purchased
what's the first game they made in that?
Oh,
it starts with I.
Yeah, what was that?
Shit. I can't remember.
But then it spawned into Pokemon Go, and they're making Harry Potter Go.
Yep. So look, they've just purchased another company and brought them in. Ingress. That's it. So yeah, Niantic's just bought a little company called Seismic Games.
What do they do?
Which is pretty interesting. So Seismic comprised of a bunch of industry veterans. Hailing from EA and Pandemic and Activision. So they worked on the original Star Wars Battlefront. You know, they've partnered with Marvel and Sony and a bunch of other stuff. They've made a couple of little games, VR games. Marvel Strike Force is one of them. And Blade Runner Revelations, which I've never heard of. So basically they're now part of the, I guess, the Niantic group. And what Niantic is saying is they're really excited to see what in the AR experiences kind of realm they can now start doing. So that happened, I guess. It's pretty interesting news that, that Niantic, you know, a company that is really known mainly just for Pokemon Go, are kind of branching out a little bit.
Yeah, but you've got that Pokemon Go money, man. You can do whatever you want, to be honest.
Yeah, it's true. That is very true. So I guess staying with that, Walking Dead's getting a VR game as well in 2019. I probably won't go into this too much. I'm a little bit over Walking Dead, but could be fun, I guess.
No.
You know, it's going to be based in New Orleans. And well, the city's flooded.
New area.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm over Walking Dead, and I still don't think, while VR games is a concept, you know, it's a good concept, I don't know if the technology is there to make them, I don't know, like...
Well, they're good, it's just such a yeah. niche market, like, it's such a small percentage of the market that this is news for not many people, and from what I hear from the sales figures that are coming through, it's not growing. Well, apparently the Oculus Go, which is a cheaper, smaller version, is the only thing keeping the VR market moving forward. All the rest are pretty much
I think at the moment the technology is kind of that it's not great technology. It's just that'd be nice to have. You know, that's a bit gimmicky. You know,
and
it's cheap still enough. A bit too clunky and you know. So eventually, I think it's going to be pretty good when it's a bit more immersive. But yeah, at the moment.
Yeah, it'll probably, like Niantic does, it'll probably end up a bit more AR than VR.
VR's just
so closed off to the world. Which I guess is a market. But anyway.
So this next one's actually pretty cool.
No, it's not. It's about World of Warcraft. How could that be cool?
Well, basically, if you're paying a subscription fee with your World of Warcraft and playing, you
stop
now
doing
have
that right now for starters. Get yourself some cocaine. It's cheaper and less addictive.
But you now have access to all of their expansions up to the new one, the Battle for Azeroth, which is coming out, later this year or early next year. I'm not really sure. Not a WoW player, but that in itself is pretty cool. So my understanding is the subscription fee hasn't increased. It's the same.
Yeah.
You just now have, if you haven't bought those expansions before, you now have access to them.
Huh. It makes sense. Like, the biggest thing I've had with The Division is the fact that the expansions are not free still, and we're in the third year of that game's life, and the expansions only happened in year one. They made a free weekend on the weekend because they put out
free week.
It's a free week. The Underground, which is only one of the sections, so it can be easily done. And I suspect before The Division 2 launches that they will do the whole lot free.
You'd certainly think so.
But yeah, I just don't understand after any game, if they're a game of service or an online game, that the expansions aren't extremely discounted or free or included in packages like this the track.
I think it just jumps back and harkens to a couple of those conversations that we've had previously, as you said, Wilco, about games as a service, you know, and how certain companies seem to be doing it really, really well. Yeah. You know, take, for example, as you mentioned much earlier, your Path of Exiles, your Warframes that are free games and all their expansions are free, and all the content, regardless of if you think it's buggy or not, it's quite large. It's a large amount of content that comes with them. And then you've got our AAA titles, like your Divisions and stuff, that almost charge you full price again for...
Yeah, the simple fact is, as long as you charge money for these expansions, no matter how old they are, you're increasing that cost of entry, that barrier to entry to your customers.
Yeah.
You're also then splitting player bases. Both things are just not good for your game. Both of them are pushing against the idea of your game. Yeah. So,
and, you know, if you've got a sequel coming out and you want people to jump into that prequel game, then you know, if they've got to pay somewhere of upwards of $140 to get all the content,
And like, WoW, I don't know how many expansions there are for WoW, but I wouldn't expect you.
Like that, it'd have to be.
I would have bought WoW. Hold on, I just got to buy. Oh shit!
Yeah, okay. Yeah. How many expansions are there now? Yeah. Mm.
Like even with WoW, I would have thought that the current expansion would, maybe not the last, the one before that, but every expansion before that should be at least included in that price.
Mm. Now it is.
We just talked about World of Warcraft for way too long without going here to wrap
it up. Yeah, considering that none of us play it. Hey, so this one's interesting.
It's not hilarious for the people who made the game, but he's hilarious.
Yeah. So a developer, and I'll probably pronounce it wrong, Xaviant?
Xaviant.
They started this little game called The Culling.
Number two.
Well, they started with number one, which apparently went fairly well. They thought they would make a sequel, which was around for about 8 days, I think it was, before they pulled it from everything. And servers started issuing apologies already. And releases and restarted the servers for the first one and said, we've really fucked up here, guys. Sorry.
Did Cliffy B join this company? Is that what happened?
I'm not even really sure what has happened here.
What it looks like has happened is the Culling had not a massive, but a very loyal following, and they took that as a, hey, we can create a whole new game that's different to the first one, and it'll be successful, and it wasn't.
Look, where this article I'm looking at here says the decision to pull the plug resulted from complaints over abandoning the original game, its decreased emphasis on melee combat, low server populations, and a generally poor reception.
Yeah, it was, for all intents and purposes, it was a lesser game than its predecessor, from what I can understand.
I'd so want to make this joke, but I'm not going to because it'll hurt Demuji's feelings.
No, do it.
Fuck it. So they did a Destiny 2.
I think they just did it worse. Which is surprising in and of itself, really.
They were just like, hey, Bungie, this is how you fuck it up.
Boom.
Hold my beer, Bungie.
So they were...
I'm joking. Destiny 2 is actually a fairly good game, but...
Let's not get into that.
It's got good shooting mechanics.
They were in the process of contacting Valve and Sony and Microsoft to get it removed from all digital storefronts. And doing everything they can to make sure that those who bought the game received a refund, which is, which is good. It's still, like, I can't even imagine how long that... Well, obviously, actually, maybe it wasn't very long, but how long that game might have been in a planning, in a build phase and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, three weeks at least, I reckon.
Yeah, 3 weeks at least to come out for 8 days and then go, nah, this is properly and totally broken. We have to delete it and start again.
I did see the apology video from the head director or someone.
Josh Van Veld is the director of operations.
I did feel a little bit bad for him.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing worse.
But also, I'm like, you kind of played yourself on this one, buddy.
Well, what are you going to do?
This is heart and dream. Like, unless it was just a blatant cash grab, like, hey, let's make this game that people will buy anyway. Like, it's his dream, his effort that he's put into for so long, and he's just basically ruined all kind of good cred that he had with the original audience and lost any kind of future audience as well, so...
Yeah. Anyway, so that happened. Into some more games that none of us here really play. I could be proven wrong here, maybe Butters does. The Overwatch's support heroes have a whole bunch of changes coming. I think there was some rumors there about Mercy's going to become even more powerful or something. I don't play Overwatch. It's not a game for me. I'm sure.
I don't either, but I have heard. I'm sure some people will like it better.
Yeah. So you always need good support. That's what I say. It's not really what I say at all. This one's interesting. Microsoft Gaming has made $10 billion in a year for the first time.
Nice.
Yep.
Full stop.
That's just a very good indication that even if you're coming last in the console race,
you can still make dollar bills.
You can still make some money.
Business at the moment. That's the upside. Like, everyone's saying how much they're losing to Sony by, like, it's a 2-to-1 pretty much console sales at the moment. Switch is outselling both of them at the moment, but Microsoft is still selling more now as Xbox One than they were as Xbox 360.
Yeah.
So there's a huge market out there that they're tapping
into. And it's just indicative of a growing market for us too, yeah. I think. You know?
That's it. But the biggest shift they've had, which is a news article we'll get to later on, is this shift into Game Pass. I think there's a lot of people out there that are giving them an extra $10 a month for said Game Pass. And that is probably where the... Like, that's just... Maybe they're giving, obviously, some royalties to third-party publishers for that they pull in. Like, they just bought Fallout 4 in. So maybe Bethesda does... They'd have to get some kind of cut from that. But otherwise, that's free money they're getting on top. Like, 100% profit. Maybe some little bit for servers and stuff like that. But extra bandwidth and stuff. But basically money for nothing.
But... The way I really look at this is it's, I mean, we've been fairly vocal about Microsoft and Xbox's position in the market, I guess, and where we as a group think they're falling down, and that's in the quality of their games. And coming out of E3 this year, I think they're certainly stepping in the right direction. They've got some really good stuff coming out. And I think this just goes to show that they are really starting to make some moves in the right direction. It's a promising future.
Yeah,
they're placed extremely well for the next generation. Yeah. And we may as well jump straight into it. There's rumors that have jumped out pretty much in the last probably 48 hours from basically someone's got some insight or hearing some rumblings about the new Xbox, the next generation Xbox that's coming out, codenamed Scarlet.
Scarlet.
Sort of hinting at... So remember when Xbox One first launched and they said, hey, it's always going to be connected. Hey, you don't need a hard drive. Hey, this, that, and the other. And that's what really killed the momentum of the Xbox One and put them in the position. Besides, okay, honestly, the biggest problem is they've had no first-party smash hits. But that also did... caused some issues when it happened back in E3 2013. How far ago we were talking about. Now, if the rumors are true, it very much feels like it is so close to the Wii to Wii U to Switch scenario. Now, they're talking about basically everything they wanted to do in the Xbox One, they look like they're going to be probably doing, but doubling down on in this Xbox Scarlet, where it's going to be a machine that doesn't need a disk drive, doesn't need a hard drive, to be honest, will be always connected to the internet. However, they're going to offer... It's basically a streaming machine. So it's a Valve... What's the one they do that I've got sitting in my lounge room that I don't use? Steam Link.
Yeah.
But not connected to your computer, connected to their cloud servers. So you'll...
See, That worries me a little bit, you know. And,
but
and as
if
you
you're
guys...
worried about that, the other half of the rumor is they've actually got an actual console that you'll be sitting at home and putting under your TV with a hard drive, with everything, disk drive, doesn't have to be connected to the internet, will play exactly the same games at the exactly same quality for you. So
well,
you've got the option.
Because as you guys know, I'm in Mackay, I don't have the best freaking internet in the world.
You're not going to be able to use the... The streaming box, you're going to have to buy the actual big boy console, the big meaty machine, but you're going to have to pay more than those people who want to buy said streaming version of it.
Well, the streaming one's going to be cheaper to produce anyway because it's got less shit in it. So
it's pretty much got a graphics card that will render a little bit of computing power. The most it needs is actually for collision detection on your end. The rest of it is pretty much streamed over the net, so you need good internet for starters. But they're talking about, the rumors are that this service is really close to being ready. The machine itself is pretty close to being ready. What's holding them back at the moment is the actual standalone console that's not a streaming machine is still fairly back in development. But they're all the rumors point to 2020 is when we'll see these things sort of hitting the market, including their streaming service, which is like PlayStation Now.
And that date does make sense for start of the next generation as well.
Yeah, 2020, 2021 was always what I expected.
Yeah.
To be honest.
And
so,
old Phil Spencer during E3 did sort of go, hey, we are working on new tech, but that's about all you're going to get out of me now.
I mean, we've got Gamescom at the end of August next month, and there's going to be some new limited edition Xbox One X bundles getting released and announced then. So it probably starts making sense. Hey, yeah, this is the last kind of bundle we might do leading into the new consoles.
Yeah, but it's interesting. So as I was going back before, so you had the Wii, which was cool, fun. You know, got in this whole new audience. They then went, hey, what if we made the sort of the screen in your hand as well as, and they sort of went, yeah, let's sort of do that. The Wii U came out, flopped big time, as everyone knows. And then they went, nah, we had it right. We just didn't do it right. And they went full on and they've made the Switch and console in your hand. You can plug in the TV, not the dual screens anymore, but a separate screen. And obviously now the Switch is going great guns. So,
yeah, but it also came down to naming convention because everyone's like, Wii U.
Yeah.
Is that the second one or is that just like a better version?
I know, but you're not going to expect any better naming convention from Microsoft anyway because you've just gone from Xbox 360 to Xbox One.
To the One X, to the Ox. So what's the prediction? Scarlet's obviously not going to be the final title. What's the prediction? Nah,
well, that was what like Scorpion was for Xbox One X. I assume it's going to be just called Xbox, to be honest. That's what I'm predicting. And it will be.
Do you reckon they'll go, you know, call it Johansson, Black Widow?
Maybe.
Nothing like that. No.
You're terrible at this.
Oh, shit. <you?
laughs> But yeah, I think Microsoft saw that idea of we're going to go, like, you know, a dedicated machine that we're going to strip out everything we don't need anymore. That didn't work for them. Like the Wii U, and then they've gone, well, fuck it, we're on the right track, we're doubling down on this, and this next machine could be their Switch, basically. So,
yeah.
But if you think about it, you could almost hook this up to any screen you want, so you could technically get an adapter to hook it up to your phone and play it mobily. Like, not literally, but you could have it as a tablet, maybe. There's all kinds of potential here to what you can hook this thing up to if it's just a streaming box. You don't need to have a big, massive TV or have it in your lounge room. You can basically put it anywhere you want.
I can see what you're saying there. I reckon that there would have to be some kind of limits there for the sizing of the screen that you could plug it into. I think maybe your render might not work well.
As long as it's got the resolution, like if you plug it into a CRT, it might shit itself because it's like, I don't understand how this works.
Theoretically, if it had a wireless streaming part to it, you could get an app put on your Switch and stream it to your Switch. Maybe you lose a bit of quality. But see, that's where we've predicted Microsoft would head for a while, is to just be an app on a device with a gadget that allows it to process the thing.
And yeah, what do we say? If you've got Windows, you've got an Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, just came to me then, and I'll just throw it out there, because I think that's where sort of PlayStation's heading with PlayStation Now, is the fact that you can play... You already play PlayStation Now on your PC, so you know they're allowing you, that their next streaming service will probably, you know, go to everything. The rumor for that is also that they're going to a download option as well, like Microsoft basically does with the Game Pass, where you can download the game and play it rather than streaming it as well. So we'll see if that comes true. But that's a lot of talk about Microsoft.
It is. Moving on. I'm anybody hungry. Anybody hungry? You know, we do talk about food a fair bit on the podcast. We need a food
section to the podcast with its own little intro outro.
I don't want to be mean to anybody because I'm grouping myself in with this, but like, let's be honest, none of us are really built for anything but comfort, and food is important to us. I think is probably the right way. I have a
block of chocolate half eaten in front of me right now.
Yeah. So if you've ever played a Fallout game and decided you really liked the look of some of that food, now you can cook it. There is a Fallout cookbook coming.
No.
And some of the recipes, it's just a gimmick. Like there's Blanco mac and cheese.
Yeah, it'll just be mac and cheese.
Hey, Butters, there's a Nutri-Cola float.
Do you remember was it a YouTube series where that people actually got...
Yeah, Feast of Fiction. It's still a thing.
For the Skyrim one?
Oh, well, Feast of Fiction did some Skyrim stuff, but I think there was an actual channel that literally cooked recipes from video games and focused heavily on, like, Skyrim.
Yeah.
Or Elder Scrolls awesome. And all that sort of yeah. stuff, because there's so much food in those, it's crazy.
Look, yeah. I mean, it's going to be hard for you to go out and get some Deathclaw meat. So obviously, you know, you're going to be using fairly mundane things like cow or you know, pig or something like that. But it's out there, and if you ever felt like you really wanted to immerse yourself a little bit more into the Fallout culture, cook away.
Yeah. And some of these pictures look pretty amazing from what I can see.
I can tell you, like if I cooked it, it wouldn't end up looking like that. No way in hell. No
one
way.
Of those box meals.
Yeah.
How do they get that to look like that? It's just impossible.
Moving on to...
It's pictured with sauce. It doesn't even have sauce in it.
It doesn't even have sauce in it. Moving on to another one of Wilco's favourite games, Ghost Recon Wildlands. They're adding a permadeath mode. Tell us all about this, please, Wilco.
Butters, is it added now with the latest content patch that just dropped?
I think so.
Okay, so what's happened is they're doing, with Ghost Recon Wildlands, they're supporting that with basically seasonal content. It's a small patch with a little bit more story, a little bit few extra features every basically 3 months. The last one they did was Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell, where Sam Fisher was actually in-game. You had to go rescue him. This time, it's a Rainbow Six Siege type of feeling to it. But it also is including permadeath, which is an extra mode.
Not just a type feeling of it. You got to go actually find where Cavieri is, and then you meet, I think, a few other of the operators from Siege, and you do some damage.
Yeah, my game's actually reinstalled. I didn't realize it was uninstalled, but it is reinstalled now, and it's patched up, ready to go for Friday night. So we'll have more news on it next week, but... I'm pretty excited that this game is still getting free content so far down the track.
This kind of content is all timed with Wildlands, isn't it? Is it timed content? Like Predator was?
No, it's always in there. Okay. Because Predator's still in there now.
Oh,
it is?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I thought Predator was timed.
Yeah, it's all still just extra content on top.
Yeah, okay. All right. There you go.
Just another reason to drag you into Wildlands.
Yeah. Yeah. So, look, I guess this is now going to get us into the San Diego Comic-Con news from here. And there's a lot. I mean, the main stuff that hit us was a whole bunch of different trailers for a whole bunch of different stuff. We won't mention everything, but we'll run through a few of them.
Marvel didn't even show up to the show, and for good reason, after their last movie. So I think they're just basically avoiding anything to do with spoilers. So
we've seen trailers now for Aquaman, Shazam, the new DC TV show based on the Teen Titans, Godzilla King of Monsters, Glass, which was really cool, and we'll go into that a little bit.
Yeah, Glass I saw.
Fantastic Beasts 2, we've seen a longer trailer for the new season of Doctor Who with Jodie Whittaker.
Yep.
Star Wars The Clone Wars is returning. Didn't even know it had finished, but apparently people went nuts about that. You know, Supernatural Season 4, if you've never seen it, 14. Orville. Oh, yeah, 14, sorry.
Yeah, they've been going for Orville. 14 years.
God, yeah. That's ridiculous.
If you've never seen it, pick up the first season of The Orville, because the second season of that's coming, and that's freaking hilarious. Whole bunch of other stuff. But I want to talk about a couple of these myself. I want to talk about Glass first.
Oh my god, Glass looks amazing. And
yeah, I saw the trailer for this and realised I'd never seen Unbreakable.
Really?
Really?
You've never seen Unbreakable?
Jesus. And I'd watched bits and pieces of Split, but never seen the full movie. So
I haven't watched that one yet.
Always mess up this guy's M. Night Shyamalan. Yep, Shyamalan.
When I heard that those two movies, Split and Unbreakable, in the same universe, I'm just like, oh my god, really? Why are you doing this, you idiot?
Because he could do Glass then. That's why.
Then I saw this trailer, I'm like, oh, sick.
Yeah.
I need to go back and rewatch all those movies again.
And look, I watched both Unbreakable and Split over the weekend, and Unbreakable was back in, what, 2000 and... early 2000s, I think?
Now you're testing.
Not even been 2000, eh? I think.
Yeah,
early.
It's pretty far ago.
Yeah, pretty far ago. So, you know, Bruce Willis
was a thing.
Yeah, he almost had hair. He almost had hair, you know.
It was 2000 that came out.
2000? Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
18 years ago.
Jeez. So, look, I watched that, and if I didn't know kind of where it was going with Glass, I'd probably be a little bit, okay, that was a weird movie.
Especially the ending, like, because Samuel comes into it and you're like, okay, that's okay.
Yeah, it's where are you going with this? But it was good, and Split, I think, was really good, and James McAvoy did really, really well in that movie, I think.
Oh, he's a freak, isn't he?
Yeah
I so still need to watch that one. Missed it in the movies because I'm just like, it looks all right, but whatever. And then it wasn't until after it left the movies, I'm like, oh, it's part of the Unbreakable universe. Shit.
Mm. So I'm keen. I'm really keen to see Glass. It looks really cool. The other ones I really want to talk about are Aquaman and Shazam. So I was expecting the Aquaman trailer to come out.
They spent some money on that movie.
Yeah. And did not expect the Shazam trailer.
I think Jason Momoa's face is not CG.
That's about it. But look, yes, Shazam's interesting. I don't know the story behind Shazam, so I'm looking at it going,
what the fuck's this? I'm looking at it, and again, I mean, I'm basing these judgments off the success that the Marvel Cinematic Universe has been.
Are they going to tank?
I'm looking at Shazam as kind of the way it's going. It's a bit like that Guardians of the Galaxy feel to it. It's a little bit they're trying to be that little bit funny, I guess.
Yeah, they're trying to bring a bit of humor in. It has been very Dark Knight ever since the Dark Knight. Yeah. It's like some of these movies don't fit that. Like, why'd you make Superman dark? No, he's not meant to be that.
Look, to be honest, and I think I said it on Twitter. I actually used my Twitter, or maybe it was on Facebook or something. Shit. I don't know. Really? You know, after Justice League, like I really do like DC. After Justice League, I was really hoping that Aquaman wasn't going to be as shit as I thought it was from the Justice League movie. And I'm a little bit all right with the trailer that I've seen so far. I think maybe they might be going a little bit too deep into the Aquaman character and trying to get too much into that first movie, but that's another story. But Shazam, I'm actually pretty excited for. I think that looks really good. I think that looks really good.
And
it looked really good till it came up to the end where it said DC, and I'm like, oh no.
Well, from what it's I understand of Shazam, is it's following pretty much to the note the new 52 Shazam comics that came out.
Yeah, so, with Billy Batson. Yeah. So if you initially there was like four or five kids that all joined together to make Shazam or some fucking thing. So
okay.
Yeah. But it's Shazam, I think, as a character, has also got a fairly interesting story behind it too. So could be a really interesting movie. The other one I want to talk about is the Titans trailer. Now, have you guys seen that?
No, I've missed this one.
It looks really cool, but I've got issues with some of the things, and I'm going to have to wait and see what they do with it.
Oh, it's so... Oh, they've just gone... They've gone as dark as they possibly can. And the Teen Titans, like the Teen Titans have always been this, they've always been on TV for the younger audience, you know, this plucky, happy-go-lucky group. And then there's this one line where Robin comes down and beats the shit out of some people and they're like, where's Batman? And just in the darkest, fucking deepest voice, he's like, fuck Batman. It's just like, really? Wow. And then, like, obviously the meme generator that is the internet went fucking nuts with that. Oh, yeah. They just loved it. And I saw somebody else, I think I might have seen it on Joey's page, somebody had put the Evanescence Bring Me to Life song over the trailer, and it fit perfectly.
Nice.
Oh, wow. So that's kind of the tone, I guess, that's in that trailer. Yeah, everybody knows that song.
I watched Teen Titans cartoon a fair bit because it's on, I think it's Go.
No, that one's horrible. Free-to-air ones. That one is horrible. And, you want Teen Titans, that's the good one.
Okay, I don't, but my daughter watches it, so I just sit there. Okay, cool. But it's definitely not dark, and it's definitely
no. Well, like the original, there's blood splatter and everything in this trailer, man. Like, you know,
yeah. Well, the original Teen Titans had like it was happy go lucky and all that sort of stuff, but it had some dark elements to it.
Yeah.
But then they completely changed it for Go because it's like we need to get younger kids. It's like no, you were doing really good with the last one.
And look, I think the characters in Teen Titans have always been fairly deep, I guess, you know, and they've been pretty interesting characters. I think looking at the trailer, Robin seems, I don't know, interesting. I don't know if they've hit that nail on the head quite right. Raven, I'll be interested to see what they're doing with Raven in that. knowing
yeah, because it looks like Raven's just starting to discover she's got powers, so...
Yeah, yeah, and fucking batshit insane. And then
this is a TV series, not a movie, isn't
it's
it?
TV yep. series, yeah. This is one of the TV series hitting their new streaming right. platform.
Yeah, well, that's the DC TV series. Yeah, too bad.
Yeah, usually they're better than the movies, so I don't know.
Starfire, though, is a fucking hot mess.
Like, yeah, and Beast Boy, was it Beast Boy?
Yeah, Beast Boy looks weird green skin too. Dude.
Yeah, yeah, so like, I don't know. I don't know, man. It's weird. But I don't know. That's out there. Have a look. But that just as soon as he said that line in the trailer, I was like, fucking really? That's where you're going with this?
Well, this could be the Robin that eventually becomes Nightwing, and he's slowly becoming that
hard-ass. Yeah, but even through the Nightwing evolution, he was never really like that, you know, in the comics. You know, he was always a fairly staunch supporter of Batman, even to the point where he wears the cowl a few times through the comics, you know? So
maybe they go on the Injustice Robin then, who hates Batman because he turns against Superman.
Yeah, maybe. It'll be interesting. I'll actually be interesting to see. They don't really go into it, but I'll be interested to see what Robin it is, if it is, you know... how many are there? Like, if it's Tim Drake or...
Jesus Christ.
You know, if it's Damian Wayne or who it is that they actually got playing it, so...
Yeah, well, Damian was the one that eventually turned against Batman in Injustice, so...
Yeah, he was.
Cool to see.
Dump your money into making a Lego Teen Titans TV series and make some money. Don't do this shit, DC, come on.
This probably leads into... I mean, that was the good news out of San Diego Comic-Con. This... didn't really come out of San Diego Comic Con. It happened around the same time. And it is another, I guess, hot button topic. And I don't want to get too far into it. So James Gunn, the director of the last two Guardians of the Galaxy movies, has been let go by Disney over some tweets that have surfaced from back in between the 2009 and 2012, I think it was. So you're
Josh, just give me a sec. I'm just scrubbing a bit of my tweets from back in.
Yeah. Do that. Just in case. So, and I'm not saying that the content in the tweets is right, because it's joking about rape and stuff. Like, it's not right.
Yeah, some of it's pretty fucked up shit, to be honest.
But
fucked up shit on the internet. What are you doing? Yeah.
And at what point is that cutoff for? You know, that's not who I am anymore. That's in the past, and mistakes were made. Where's that cutoff, you know? And the other thing I really want to talk about, I've tried to do a bit of research, and I don't have all of it yet. My understanding of it is all of this has come about from some conservative journalists over in America who are very pro-Trump, whereas James Gunn and the second person I talk about are very anti-Trump, and they've done some digging and found these tweets. Which is surprising, because a lot of people... So Dave Bautista's come out and said he is not happy with the way that James Gunn's been let go by Disney. So Disney, as soon as he's hit, Disney's just pretty much come out and said, ties are cut. We don't really know if there's anything else in the background, any other reasons why. You know, everything that is being reported is because of these tweets and this old content. You know, a lot of people are coming out and saying, you know, he's such a nice guy, you know, yep. This might have been him in the past. It's not who he is now. It doesn't represent the decisions and the choices he's made. Yeah, who knows?
He definitely wasn't drunk. He was in his post-Tromeo and Juliet stage. And if you've ever seen that movie, that shit's fucked up.
Yeah.
So the tweets make sense for who James Gunn was at the time.
At the time, you know. But the other thing I really want to point out is this reporter, this right-wing bloke who has found the information, still reports for a newspaper... has tweets from the same time, joking about the same stuff, maybe even a little bit worse.
Yeah.
So where's the equality there?
Did you hear that? Come on. Patton Oswalt called him out on that, and he tried to catch Patton, and it's like you're pulling these tweets out of context now.
So it gets better. It gets better. The same guy, I forget his name. The same guy has recently come out and found a old pilot. Done by the Rick and Morty community creator, Dan Harmon, and put that out. And so Dan Harmon's now left Twitter. Who's Rick and Morty? Is it Cartoon Network?
Yeah.
I think. So the studio that's
Adult Swim, I think.
Adult Swim's come out and said, you know, because again, this pilot was a parody take on Dexter, whereas opposed to being a serial killer with a heart of gold.
Yeah.
He was a baby rapist with a heart of gold. And that's fairly bad. Like, we're not endorsing that at all. But again, it's something from 10 years ago. You know, like, at what point, where's that cutoff? And I guess it just goes to show that nothing's hidden, nothing dies on the internet. Yeah. So be very careful what you put on there.
Well, the funny thing is, if we go back far enough in Disney's repertoire, there's a little bit of some racism in there.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so like, what is that cutoff date? You know, if you've made mistakes online in the past, when can that content no longer be used against you for a job?
I think it goes back to rule number one of USM: don't be a dickhead.
Well, yeah, don't be a dick. Yeah, it's
simple. I think the biggest problem that James Gunn has is he's been on Twitter for 10 years. I mean, what's he doing?
Yeah, Snapchat, mate. Snapchat. Yeah. Put all your penis pics out there. At least they disappear after 24 hours. You'll be all right.
Okay. And as I said, we're not endorsing what was in the content of this stuff is in any way, shape, or form. I'm just kind of questioning at what point can a mistake be in the past? You know, at what point can somebody learn from them and those
decisions not be used against you? I'm pretty sure when I was born, I frowned at someone the wrong way. So, I think
you're fired
trouble.
Then, Wilco. Sorry.
Oh, God.
Yeah, sorry, we can't have you here anymore, Wilco. We need you to leave.
Good. Thank finally.
Do you guys want to talk about anything coming out of San Diego? SDCC? Anything there that's excited you? Or?
Well, definitely the Star Wars Clone Wars thing, because that did sort of end a season too early, and everyone... because it ended when LucasArts got taken over by Disney. So they finished off that season and then that was it. But there was still more story, so I'm very happy to see that that's coming back. So I get the end of that story.
Yep.
You hope.
Oh, they have actually said that they're finishing it off.
Oh, sweet.
They're closing the story arc.
Either of you Whovians?
Yeah, sort of. Yeah. I haven't watched a bit of it recently. But I'm going back through to try and catch up on it.
Catch up. Yep. What about Harry Potter fans? Did you... No?
I did see the Fantastic Beasts 2 trailer. I'm like, yeah, that's kind of cool. I guess I'll be taking Claire to that.
Apparently it answers a lot of questions about Dumbledore and whatever his name is. The guy he's chasing. Grindelwald. Some bloody thing. I don't know. Who knows?
Now I'm so pumped for season 14 Supernatural. I can't believe they've been going for this long.
I think I got to about season 10 or 11.
Oh, wow. Yes.
What have you done with your life?
I don't know. But when it was the seventh season in the row of one of the brothers fucking up at the end of the last season and going to hell, and then the other brother selling his soul to get him back out of hell, and the whole season was them trying to get the other brother's soul back. Seven seasons of that's probably enough.
I sort of finished watching around the time that, they start doing flashbacks and flash forwards to the apocalypse and all that sort of stuff. I'm like, eh, okay.
Mm. Yeah, right. Okay. When the fuck was that?
That was during the God versus the God is missing, and it's
Boys
versus the Devil.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, the fucking Winchester Boys. Sorry.
The Winchester Boys. Look, good on him. It can be a really good show sometimes.
It's definitely got some ups in there, but I didn't even know they were still going, to be honest.
And that probably gets us through most of the news. I guess the last one is there's an indie dev Surprise Attack has rebranded and is now called Fellow Traveller. So that happened too. That probably gets us through the news. So I guess we'll move into the old listener feedback.
Oh, you want me to wake up, do you?
Well, if you want to, we'll go. We do have
that
some...
whole Supernatural shit got me going. I was in a good fucking Na-Na land. It was great.
We do have some questions.
We have Last Wave. The beautiful Last Wave has hit us up with a question. If you want to do that, you know how to do it. If you don't, hit me up on Twitter. I'll tell you how to do it. Why do all podcasts cop out and only make E3 predictions close to the date? Why aren't people predicting E3 2019 or 2020? How far does a prediction need to be called a prediction rather than an estimated guess? What is the role of probability in predictions?
Well, I think if you have a look at the Hype Train one, we were lucky because that Walmart leak sort of happened just before we started recording. But yep. It didn't really help us out too much, so...
That's why, honestly, that's why I did... A lot of people do it the week before, maybe 2 weeks before max. That's why I wanted to do the Hype Train one the full 6 months, the 6 weeks ahead.
Yeah,
6 months. That is,
no, month to 6 weeks ahead, because that I feel, is... We're getting away from all those rumours that are pretty much truth getting into it.
Yeah, and we're sort of coming before the actual leaks.
I think...
I would be pretty keen to do an E3 2019 and 2020 predictions episode ASAP, but the problem you have with that is trying to track it and make it relevant, I guess.
Yeah. Even to hazard a guess at what might possibly be coming.
Well, I can predict in 2020 there'll be Black Ops 5 for Call of Duty.
I reckon 2020 we'll get Kingdom Hearts 3.
I wouldn't mind doing an episode like that, to be honest. I know Last Wave's just being a funny bugger and putting this question in, and that's because we asked him to, and thank you so much, because we love answering your questions. But the honest answer is because you can put E3 prediction in your title and you get a lot more clicks on it than what you can of saying.
You're going to get that traffic.
Yeah, that's what people want to hear, so we bow to what people want to hear, but it's good fun. Like, I love having an estimated guess at what's going to come out, and probably not predictions. Like I said, the people who do it the week before, that shit's fucking not right, because that is, we know what's going to happen a week out from E3.
Yeah.
I think as long as it's in the same calendar year, you could class it as a prediction. If it's not the same calendar year, it's an estimated guess.
Yeah.
And asking about the role of probability in predictions is way too much math for us.
I was pretty good at math, but probability and predictions, wasn't that great.
We have two last little added questions in too, straight from our Discord as well, so thank you again. Some guy called Wilco says, what's for dinner?
Steak.
Josh,
steak. I had steak and corn.
Oh, God. Oh, wow. That sounds good. I had some weird salad because Claire is on a diet and thusly so am I.
remember what I said earlier about being built for comfort, mate?
Yeah.
Salad won't make you built for comfort.
That's okay.
Mate.
I substitute the lost calories with beer, so I'm still quite... spongy.
Rounds are shaped too, buddy. Are shaped too.
Well,
we're not shapers here.
I had salad as too, but I replaced the lettuce with chips, croutons with crumb chicken, and the tomato with veggies, and put a really hot spicy sauce on top.
That sounds like my kind of salad.
Yeah, it was great salad. You should try it one time. Really good.
That sounds really good.
So the other last question is from this guy called Wilco that's harassing us now. The question is, why is chocolate not illegal?
Why should it be?
Because governments can tax it, but it's almost extinct, so watch out.
Really?
Yeah. Don't. The world's using more cocoa than it can produce at this point in time.
Send me to Mars then. If we're going to run out of chocolate here, I'm going to Mars.
They don't have any bars there.
Let's bail, boys. Let's bail.
That's okay. At least if I'm not going to be able to eat chocolate, I'm going to be on a planet far enough away that I don't give a fuck.
Fair enough.
Crikey.
So, thank you all for the questions. If you do want to hit us up with some questions, we have a channel in our podcast. It's called Podcast Channel on our Discord, which you can get either by hitting one of us up on Twitter, hitting the Ultra Super Mega _ Twitter account up, or going to our website, www.ultrasupermega.com.au. At the top, there's a community tab. You press on that, you'll get the Discord link. That will get you there. You can also email us at... Now, Josh, is it socials with an S?
I feel like you shouldn't ask me that question.
That's good. Socials at ultrasupermega.com.au should get you there. If it doesn't, if it bounces back, just drop the S or hit me up on peter@ultrasupermega.com.au and I will happily do that as well. So heading into our last little segment here, we talk about what we're looking forward to in the future. My personal thing is, I'm going to start and I'm going to throw to you guys, is I'm looking forward to sleep. My eyes are actually closed at the moment. They've been closed for probably the last 15 minutes.
sleep talking, Wilco. Very nice.
If you hear a thud on the table, that's what's happened. But the big things are two games coming to Switch this Friday, Thursday night, Friday. Hello Neighbors and Hello Neighbor and Sleep Tight. Looking forward to them. And then a bit of Forza in the future and a bit of Spider-Man.
Very nice.
What are you looking forward to, Butters? I don't want to hear what Josh has because he just talks rubbish.
I'm looking forward to finishing the Mars Far Cry DLC because even with its shortcomings, it is still kind of funny. Mostly because you're playing as Nick Fry and Herc is your sidekick for the entire thing, so it's very strange.
I think that would hurt me.
Well, Herc, you got to find his body. He's got no body. So it's kind of funny, some of the interactions when you pick shit up. He's like, you found my torso, but... Or you found my hips, but there's no wiener. So obviously you're going to come across a wiener at some point.
Penis jokes, I love it.
Yeah. Jumping into Warframe a bit more, because that is quite fun. Even by yourself, it's kind of fun. So it's not too bad. And of course... what is it? Forza Horizon 4, Red Dead, and Spider-Man.
Okay, Josh, tell us what you're looking forward to, mate.
More Warframe, of course. But I've got Spider-Man coming up, paid off, and the Spyro Reignited Trilogy. Keen to get into a little bit of Spyro. That should be fun. I'm sure I will start playing that game and realise how much I hate it because it will be much harder than I remember it ever was. Also looking to... forward to a bit of Sleep Tight. I think that'll be really good once that releases on Switch. Should be a little fun game to play. And yeah, that's probably about it at the moment. There's, you know, obviously everything else from E3 this year that we're all still waiting on, which will be, you know, through the end of this year and into the next year. So just can't really come fast enough.
That's it. So, Josh, where can people find you since you're talking at the moment?
You can find me on our Discord, The Voice of Reason. Come in, say g'day. You can also find me on Twitter at SuperMegaJosh. And find me mainly on Steam at the moment playing Warframe. Give us a shout out. Let's play some games. Come in, join our Discord, have some fun.
Just speaking of that, I'd like to welcome all the new people we've had on our Discord in the last couple of days. We've got a lot of Division members coming in to join our little Division community, which is actually growing quite large at the moment. So thank you all for joining us. But Butters, where can people find yourself?
You can find me on Twitter at Mr. Buttersox. Other than that, I am on the USM Discord, currently known as That Guy. That might change in the near future, I don't know, when I think of a new username.
The Intern, obviously.
Oh yeah, I'll probably change it to The Intern.
Sweet. You can find me at Wilco's Chill Zone on most of the places now. I actually changed my Xbox account. I've changed my Uplay account. Obviously, Twitter, Twitch, and YouTube are all Wilco's Chill Zone. We're just waiting for that sweet, sweet moment when PlayStation decides to let us change it there as well. Hit me up. I want to play some games. I'm going to hopefully be doing some day streaming fairly soon. Now I'm finishing earlier. Once I get on top of all my paperwork and stuff like that, I'm hopefully looking forward to a little bit of that. So check out the content that's going to be coming fairly soon. Looking forward to not falling asleep at 7:30 at night too. So that's one thing I forgot to say before. But if you like this podcast, why don't you give us a review on iTunes? Why don't you hit us up on Twitter to let us know that you did like it? All the feedback is what keeps us going. All you guys listening... is the main reason we are here every week, or most weeks anyway. We are heading up to episode number 100, so let us know what you want to hear from us for that as well. But if you like our content, we have all our other podcasts at ultrasupermega.com.au, including Locked On, maybe Super Hype Train. Should be back soon, just once I get through this busy period. We'll be back on with that. Yes. But yeah, definitely hit us up there, check out our content, follow us, come join us in Discord. We're a really, really weird but wonderful bunch of guys on there. Oh, guys and girls, sorry, on there. So yeah, join us, have some fun with us. But until next week, we've had a bit of fun and we'll talk to you then. So bye bye.
See you guys.
Oh, there's my head. Fuck. Oh my, it's all good.